Listening Library presents How to Hang a Witch. This is the author, Adriana Mather. For Sandra Mather, whom I love without question. For James Bird, who brightens my every moment. And for Claire Mather, who had the foresight to know I would become a writer. Chapter 1. Too confident. Like most fast-talking, opinionated New Yorkers, I have an affinity for sarcasm. At 15, though, it's hard to convince anyone that sarcasm's a cultural thing and not a bad attitude. Especially when your stepmother can't drive because she's also from New York and spills your coffee with maniacal brake pounding. I wipe a dribble of hazelnut latte off my chin. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I love wearing my coffee. Vivian keeps her hand poised over the horn, like a cat waiting to pounce. All your clothes have holes in them. Coffee isn't your problem. If it's possible for someone to never have an awkward moment, socially or otherwise, then that someone is my stepmother. When I was little, I admired her ability to charm roomfuls of people. Maybe I thought it would rub off on me. An idea I've since given up on. She's perfectly put together in a way I'll never be. And my vegan leather jacket and torn black jeans drive her crazy. So now I just take joy in wearing them to her dinner parties. Gotta have something, right? My problem is, I don't know when I'll see my dad, I say, staring out at the well-worn New England homes with their widow's walks and dark shutters.